Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Introducing the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learnt a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today we present The Shadow in one of his most remarkable adventures, a murder mystery of science and crime, The Phantom Voice.
Margot, let me take your arm.
Thank you, Lamont.
This way, Margot.
Lamont Cranston, where on earth are you taking me?
We're on our way to the Supreme Court, Margot.
The Supreme Court? Oh, a murder trial.
This isn't a murder trial. Unless I'm badly mistaken, we're going to witness an assassination.
What?
An assassination. An assassination of the character and reputation of one of the most outstanding public men in this country today.
Oh, you mean Robert Durham?
Yes.
I've been reading about his trial in the papers. They've certainly unearthed plenty of evidence that he accepted that bribe from Stephen Reynolds.
Yes, Margot. But unless I've made a mistake in character analysis, that evidence is forged. Durham is more than a political figure, Margot. He's a statesman. He's devoted his life to unselfish public service.
He's a very wealthy man.
Yes, Margot. Robert Durham has given away 10 times the amount of money he's accused of taking as a bribe.
Well, if that's true, Lamont, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Why should a man like that risk a 15-year prison term for taking a bribe he doesn't need?
That's the point that worries me.
Incidentally, didn't I see that the Crown Prosecutor expects to spring a surprise bit of evidence today?
Exactly, and that's why we're here. Come along, Margot. The court's already in session.
Silence! Silence! One more such outburst on the part of the spectators of this trial, and I shall order the courtroom cleared. The learned counsel for the defense will now proceed with the case.
Your Honor, I have stated the case for my client. I have indicated that by his record, it would have been impossible for him to act as the Crown claims he has acted. I have yet to see any proof that Robert Durham committed any crime. I will now call Durham to the witness box to deny these lies in person.
Senator Robert Durham. Durham, take your place in the witness box, please.
Silence! Silence!
Take this Bible in your right hand. Face His Honor. The evidence you give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Repeat after me, so help me God.
So help me God.
Robert Durham, you have heard the Crown's allegations that you did, at some time during last December, accept a bribe from the late Stephen Reynolds, whose death revealed a vicious and fraudulent traffic in government control.
Yes.
What is your answer?
I've never accepted a bribe from anyone. My answer is that the whole thing's a pack of lies.
Silence! Silence! That is all I have to ask the witness, Your Honor.
Mr. Crown Prosecutor.
Robert Durham, do you deny that on the 16th of December last, You received a visit from the late Stephen Reynolds in your room at the Maximilian Hotel.
Why, no. He came to see me.
Just answer yes or no. I'll ask you if I want you to enlarge on a question.
Yes.
Your Honor, for the information of the court, I'd like to point out that the defense has made much of the defendant's long and seemingly illustrious career of public service. They would have you believe that, like Caesar's wife, the defendant, Robert Durham, is above suspicion. They paraded witnesses to the stand who have told you of his philanthropy, of his unselfish devotion to public service, of his blameless personal life in the past. That we do not contest, refute, or deny. But unfortunately for Robert Durham, he is not being tried for his past. Your Honor, the Crown needs but one more piece of evidence to complete its case, and we have that evidence. I beg leave to show the jury a soundtrack motion picture of a meeting between the defendant and the late Stephen Reynolds, whose bribe of £10,000 paid to the defendant is the basis upon which this case is brought to trial.
Silence!
Has this motion picture direct bearing on this case, Mr. Crown Prosecutor?
It has, Your Honor.
Has the counsel for the defense any objection to the introduction of this type of evidence without due notice?
My client has nothing whatsoever to fear from the introduction of any authentic motion picture record of any meeting with Stephen Reynolds and himself, even though the picture was made without his knowledge.
Very well. The projection equipment is in the courtroom. With Your Honor's permission, will you order the shades drawn and the lights extinguished?
The court constable will please draw the shades. Again, I caution spectators against any outbursts of any kind. Furthermore, none will be allowed to leave the court until the introduction of this evidence is complete. You may proceed, Mr. Crown Prosecutor.
With the court's permission, we will place this screen in full view of the jury.
Your Honor.
Counsel for the defense has a question.
For the sake of the records, will the Crown state at whose request this motion picture was made?
It was made at the request of Anthony Vogel, a solicitor in this city.
For what reason?
As a citizen interested in public welfare.
Ready to run the film, Mr. Crown Prosecutor.
Very well. Now, if the constable will turn out the lights.
Certainly, sir.
Silence! Silence!
The Crown will submit affidavits to prove that this is an authentic film record of a meeting between Durham and Stephen Reynolds on the evening of December the 16th. You may turn on the machine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, come in. Oh, hello, Reynolds. I've been expecting you.
Now, look here, Durham. Why haven't I got the building contract for that new government housing project? The money's been appropriated. You said you'd use your influence to swing the deal after we fixed you up.
Of course, Reynolds. I told you you'd get that contract for a consideration. But you didn't send me my gift of £20,000 for working it for you, so naturally...
Oh, so that's it. You want to be paid off first, huh?
Yes. And in cash. No checks.
All right. You'll get your £20,000. Get me that contract. I'll be back in an hour with the money.
Silence!
Oh, that is the end of the film.
It's a lie. A lie, I tell you. I never said that.
Silence!
Your Honor, I object. My client never had such a conversation with Stephen Reynolds. That picture is a fake.
One moment. The court constable will please turn on the light.
Your Honor, allow me to remind the counsel for the defense that pictures don't lie.
Your Honor, we don't deny that the meeting between my client and Stephen Reynolds did take place in the manner shown in this film. But we deny that any such conversation took place.
Have you any proof of that?
There are only two people who could know what went on in that room. Robert Durham and Stephen Reynolds.
Do you deny the voice was the voice of the defendant?
My client admits that it sounds like his voice. But it cannot be, since he never asked nor received a bribe from the late Stephen Reynolds for any reason or purpose whatever. Your Honor, I ask a short adjournment of this trial in order that the defense may have an opportunity to study this film and soundtrack.
I object.
I do not see how the due process of law will be impaired by a 24-hour delay. Question dismissed. The court stands adjourned.
That talking picture of Robert Dyer meeting Reynolds and practically demanding a bribe. How can anyone doubt his guilt?
Margot, the Greeks had a philosophy that ran something like this. Only believe half of that which you see and nothing you hear.
Oh, but Lamont, that wasn't hearsay evidence. That was Durham speaking. That was his voice. Even he can't deny it.
No man knows the sound of his own voice, Margot. Besides, Durham never spoke those words to Reynolds.
But you saw him. You saw the motion picture.
Exactly. But because I did see him speak in the film, I know that he did not say the things that were on the soundtrack.
What do you mean, Lamont?
Have you ever watched the movement of a man's jaws muscles? The way he speaks certain words?
You mean you know what he really said?
No, his face was half averted from the camera. I couldn't see his lips. I don't know just what he did say, but I know that he didn't utter the words we just heard.
Oh, but if it was still Robert Durham's voice saying those other things, demanding that bribe, I'd swear to it.
Yes, and so will the jury, Margot. Unless something is done within the next 24 hours, one of the finest men in the country, an innocent man, Robert Durham, is going to be sent to prison for 15 years by his political enemies. I'm stopping here, Margot. I want you to wait in the car, please.
Constitution House? The lawyer's building. What on earth are you going to do here, Lamont?
I'm going up to the 7th floor. The Shadow has an appointment with one of the most crooked lawyers in the city. Anthony Vogel, who was so interested in the public welfare that he went to the trouble of having a sound camera planted in Durham's hotel suite the night of December the 16th.
A man's reputation at stake. But the Shadow is not going to stand idly by and watch an innocent man be sent to prison. It's a tough fight he's buying into, but the Shadow's about to give blind justice a helping hand. Stay tuned in for further developments in a few moments.
Everything's checked, Mr. Vogel. You certainly put it over. Pulling that sound picture out of the hat certainly did the trick.
Yes, but I'm still worried, Travers.
Oh, there's nothing to be worried about. Robert Durham's as good as on his way to Long Bay right now.
Well, I won't feel happy until he is.
Yeah. Well, getting on to something personal, boss. When are you going to get me a wrestling bout?
Wrestling bout?
Yeah, it's about time I got in the ring again. Well, I could do with the extra sugar.
Forget you're a wrestler, Travers. You'll make more money as my bodyguard. Any calls for me when I was down the court?
Oh, yeah. Wilson phoned a couple of minutes ago.
Well, why'd you say so?
Well, you didn't ask me.
What did he want?
He wanted to talk to you. Hey, what do you suppose he wanted? More money?
I've paid him all he's going to get. Hold on a minute. Perhaps he's read in the afternoon papers that we're really using the soundtrack for. If he gets chicken livered and talks...
Perhaps we should fix him so he can't talk, eh, boss?
What do you mean?
Well, he's got a 7th-story flat at the cross. Perhaps he could fall out of one of the windows accidentally, like. He'd only have to fall once.
It might be a good plan if he gets too nosy.
All right. You want me to go over there now and take care of it, boss?
No. No, there's no sense doing anything about him until we have to. But the first sign of anybody catching on to what we're doing, then we'll arrange a neat little accident for Mr. Wilson. And now let's take a look at that Wesley murder case.
One case at a time, Mr. Vogel.
What was that?
Suppose we review the evidence of the case against Robert Durham.
What sort of devil's trick is this? Where are you?
I am the Shadow, Mr. Vogel.
I can't see you.
Nevertheless, Vogel, I'm here in the shadows.
Right, boss. Somebody's talking and nobody's here.
Shut up, Travers. I'll handle this. So it's the Shadow. You've come here to play your hypnotic tricks on me. What do you know about the Durham business?
I know everything about it. I've been listening to your interesting conversation about this, Mr. Wilson. He seems to play an important part in your case against Durham.
Look here, Shadow. I've heard a lot about you. I don't want to fight you. How much do you want to keep out of this?
You want me to accept money?
How much, Shadow?
There isn't enough money in the world to hide what you're trying to do, Vogel. Who is this man, Wilson? What part did he play in this scheme of yours?
Oh, so you don't know. You're just trying to find out, are you, Shadow? Travers, lock the door.
All right, boss. It's locked.
Melodrama won't help you, Vogel.
Cripes, boss, if I can only see this mug.
Come on, Travers. You don't need to see him.
What do you mean?
Give me your hand.
Well, all right, but it don't make much sense.
You'll see. All right. Now stand up with me against this wall. Now stretch out your arms. Can you touch the side wall of that side?
Yes, I can touch it.
Good. I can touch it on my side. Now walk slowly to the other end of the room and don't let your fingers move from the wall.
Ah, I catch on. Then the shadow can't get past us.
You're quick. Now walk forward slowly. Slow, you fool.
All right. Well, I don't feel anything. We're almost to the end of the room, boss. Happy got away.
No, he couldn't get through the door. It's locked. The window's locked, too.
Boss, I feel something. I got him, boss. I can't see him, but I've got him. I've got the shadow around the top. He's a man after all. Jeez.
Kill him, Travers. Kill him.
Perhaps he can. He's choking me.
Give me a gun, boss.
You don't need a gun. It'll make too much noise.
He's weakening, boss.
Kill him, Travers. Put that stranglehold of yours on him.
If he doesn't let up, he will kill me.
Yes, yes, Shadow. This is where you die. Give him some more, Travers. I've got to hurry and take care of Wilson before he gets a chance to talk.
Who that can be. Oh. Good evening, Mr. Vogel.
Hello, Wilson. I heard you were trying to get hold of me earlier this evening.
Yes, that's right. I want to talk to you. Won't you come in?
Are you alone?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Well, Mr. Vogel, when you asked me to do some work for you, I didn't ask to know what you were going to do with it. I needed that money. Got myself into debt. Needed it for my wife, Alice, and the kids.
Very touching. You got paid, didn't you?
Yes, I mean, all this stuff in the papers, Mr. Vogel, about... Frankly, I don't like it.
Oh, you've been having a little attack of conscience, Wilson.
Well, doing a job is one thing, but sending a man to prison on a false charge is something else. So I intended to tell you...
Tell me what?
Well, that I refuse to let it go any further.
Oh, you refuse?
Yes. After all, Mr. Vogel, if I told what I know about... Well, what are you going to do about it?
Just this. Don't move, Wilson.
Look, hand up. Don't be a fool, Vogel.
I'm not a fool, Wilson. Now turn your back to me. That's right.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to assist at a little accident. Now walk to that window.
No, wait, you can't do this to me. You can't...
Walk.
All right.
Now, open the window, Wilson. Climb up on the windowsill.
Just a moment, Mr. Vogel.
Shadow! I thought Travers took care of you.
You thought Travers took care of me, did you, Vogel? Well, I admit he's a good wrestler. But there was one little hole, Vogel, I learnt in the Orient that he didn't know. He had me beaten for a moment. But that was my one chance to get you to lead me to Wilson.
You mean you followed me here?
Yes, I followed you here. It wasn't very difficult to get away from Mr. Travers. It seems I arrived just in time for my proof.
In time? No! There's Shadow. There's your proof lying dead on the floor.
You crazy fool, Vogel. You'll go to the gallows for this.
I'm not as crazy as you think. Yes, I'm a fool. You're the fool. You're the fool for coming here. The police will find you locked in this room with Wilson's dead body. They'll find you. I'll see that they do. And here's the gun you killed him with. Why don't you try the window? It's only 7 stories to the ground.
Shadow.
Wilson, quick, tell me.
I finished.
Quick, give me the proof. The proof, Wilson. The proof that you framed Robert Durham.
Robert Durham.
Come on, Wilson, come on. Tell me how you framed Robert Durham.
Alice. My baby. Alice.
Wilson. Unlock the door, Margot. The key's on the outside.
Oh, Lamont. I heard the shots and I saw Vogel running out, so I couldn't wait. What's happened?
If I hadn't been so stupid, waited too long. I wanted to find out their secret before I spoke. Now, it's too late. Wilson is unconscious, I'm afraid. Dying.
Vogel has outwitted me after all.
Vogel. That's it. Vogel. Shot me in cold blood. He shot me.
Wilson. Wilson, listen to me. Listen to me and think. Think. Tell me, how did you frame Robert Barham? Tell me that, Wilson. Tell me, and I'll see that Vogel pays for doing this to you.
Robert Barham. How I remember. I'll show you. Help me into the next room. I'll show you.
I'll help you. Easy now, easy.
I'll get on the other side of him. There. Oh. And look, it's a recording studio.
That's right. It's my hobby. I'm an actor and impersonator. It's my profession.
An impersonator?
Yes. Help me to that chair by the turntable. I impersonate people. I've imitated Robert Durham's voice dozens of times. Hand me the microphone. Turn on the switch. There. I can't hold out much longer.
Here's the microphone.
Drop that needle on the wax record. And then the switch. This is Hugh Wilson speaking. I've just been shot by Anthony Vogel.
I move that the case against my client, Robert Durham, be dismissed.
On what grounds?
On the evidence contained in this record, found in the flat of the late Hugh Wilson, the radio stage impersonator who was found shot last night. With the court's permission, I will now play it.
Permission granted.
You may start the record now.
Yes, sir.
I've just been shot by Anthony Vogel. He hired me to impersonate the voice of Robert Durham. It's my voice on the soundtrack of the picture shown at Durham's trial. I'll show you how I did it. Listen.
Of course, Reynolds. I told you you'd get the contract for a consideration. But you didn't send me my gift of £20,000 for working it for you. So, naturally, that's how it was done. Yes, that's how I did it. Durham's innocent. He never uttered those words. I did it by him.
Silence! Silence! Well, this is amazing. Incredible.
Your Honor, there is one more voice on the record at the end. Listen.
The voice you have heard is that of Hugh Wilson, murdered by Anthony Vogel, the man who sought to frame Robert Durham. But Vogel failed. Just as in the end all crime must fail, and all criminals pay the penalty of death.
Whose voice was that?
That, Your Honor, is the voice of the man to whom Robert Durham owes his vindication. The voice of the Shadow.
So concludes today's adventure of the Shadow, the Phantom Voice. Next week, at the same time from this station, you will hear I Must Never Sleep Again, a psychological mystery drama featuring the Shadow.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
This program is produced by Rich Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions.